One rookie table tennis player is making a name for himself on social media. Reporter Megan Coyle spoke to Kevin Korb during his USC ping pong posse practice.
This is what Kevin Korb hears 30 hours a week. Squeaky sneakers and the sound of a ping pong ball bouncing across the tennis table. Ping pong has pretty much taken over his life since he started playing less than 2 years ago. He goes to table tennis tournaments, he's president of the USC ping pong posse. Oh, and he's Instagram famous.
I hit the popular page on Instagram a couple times, and since then my follower count has increased to almost 18,000 people on Instagram, making me the largest table tennis related Instagram account by more than 10 or 11,000 people.
That fame doesn't just come from his tournament trophies. Korb's personality and unique playing style stand out in the sport.
I mean, I'm the tall, lanky white guy who doesn't seem to fit in with table tennis. I wear flashy outfits. I've got this, the bright orange. I've got neon shorts that I usually wear, and I'll go out to places and play trick shots that people normally wouldn't hit, which catches people off guard.
Korb started playing table tennis as a hobby his freshman year and learned from his teammates like Grant Lee, who was on the U.S. national team in 2012. Korb has no formal coaching, yet as an unranked freshman, shot up to an 1870 rating out of 2400 in his first year. And he had a stunning performance at last year's nationals.
But still, I was playing the other team's number two player. And went down, lost the first two games in a best out of five match, and then proceeded to lob them down to win the next three and come back, hitting the ball super high into the air and letting them smash it and kind of doing it until they would miss.
Korb's most recent accomplishment was a big upset of the number two seed in a tournament. Now his rating is over 2,000, putting him in the top 2,400 players in the country.
I'm getting invited over to successful businessmen's houses to go play ping pong with them, kind of entertain. I'm going to represent different brands at tournaments.
These opportunities are rare for tennis table players, especially in the U.S. Table tennis gets little TV time in the States, and no American athlete has ever won an Olympic medal in the event. In fact, there are no Americans in the top 200 players in the world. On the other hand, countries like China groom table tennis players from a young age, and it's one of the most watched sports in the country. Korb can't compete with players like that.
It's hard. In the U.S., there's not as big of a market, especially having started only a year and a half ago, as opposed to people who've been playing for years and years and years. I realistically don't have a good shot of making it as a professional player.
Korb may not be headed to the Olympics, but his future in the sport will most likely involve the business partnerships and social media interaction he does now.
Appearances as a sort of celebrity, or maybe building it into a TV show of sorts, and we'll see where that takes me.
Until that reality TV show, Korb will first have to learn how to deal with that element of ping pong that does not fit his personality.
It's interesting, because ping pong is a sport that's very, very robotic at times. So I can have a harder time in longer rallies making consistent attacks and consistent blocks, which is now what I'm starting to try to work on more and more to help get my game to the next level.
Luckily, he's got 17,000 Instagram followers to cheer him on. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.